latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester City headlines, and we'll start the news that according to reports in Turkey, Galatasaray have held talks with bosses at Man City of a possible strategic tie-up. Gala president Mustafa Gönkes is said to have travelled to Manchester in recent days to discuss a working relationship, which would see players on the fringes of Pep Guardiola's side being loaned out to the Super League giants. It's understood that executives at the Etihad are receptive to the idea. An agreement could be announced shortly. City have good relations with Galatasaray for a number of years, having loaned them Jason Denayer. Galatasaray are conscious of remaining on the right side of UEFA's financial fair play rulings and hoping that the deal could help them get some of the brightest youngsters across to their team. The Manchester Giants do have a similar strategy with Dutch side NEC Breda, considering that a worthwhile venture both in terms of time and resources. Midfielder Kevin De Bruyne insists he was not tired and could have started this season, as it ended the last but for two freak knee injuries. He returned to action as a second half sub against Everton on Saturday, only his fourth appearance of the season, and almost 7 weeks after his previous outing. Manager Pep Guardiola admitted last week that the champions had missed him, but insists that he'd been tired and would be benefiting from the fresh starts. But of course he described him as exhausted at some point as well, having to play in the World Cup. But De Bruyne has replied with, "I wasn't exhausted. I had a rest of about 3 weeks after 12 months. Is that short? Probably, but I felt okay. I played the most of anyone last year in the whole world. I played the World Cup without a problem. I think the thing is having a summer break. If you have that, you can feel okay. It was just a shame that when I came back after 1 week, I was out then for 2.5 months. Moving on and finally into some transfer speculation. And Isco is the key player that City are looking at to try and bolster their attack next year with a potential bid of £80 million in the pipeline.